Hey, Stretch Heads, thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of the Stretch Links podcast. Hi, everybody, it's Uncle Wunkles.
And Heinous Rhymes.
Thank you so much for tuning in again, because otherwise it would just be us kind of going, ah, which we're very good at doing, but it's more fun when you listen.
Yes, not that we've ever been accused of self-absorption before.
No, I've not, or planetary exploration. Today's episode is Wally's Got the Phone, and of course our song of the day is Charlotte the Dunk Tank Girl.
Yes, a very, very scary ghost story indeed.
Actually, we sat down one day and decided, how could we write a really, really compelling song about drowning? And this is what came out of it.
How can we make a drowning victim, like a really, you know, make them the popular character in the song?
Yes,
well,
indeed.
You just make them a ghost. No problem.
And it also, the backdrop is the carnival life, and which is always a colorful place to spend your time. This is a juicy little ditty. It's, you know, it's got shootings and drownings and supernatural disembowelment. And all, I mean, just,
exactly.
You can't lose with that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, it's a winning combo. It's a win-win combo.
It really is. And we hope you enjoy it. Here it is, everybody. The Stretch Links, Charlotte the Dunk Tank Girl.
Enjoy.
Charlotte was a country girl whose figure was ideal, but she was naive and easily persuaded by a smooth-talking carny to don a revealing bikini and sit in the dunk tank near the ring toss. She thought she was on her way to Hollywood, so she didn't concern herself with how deep the water was. Besides, no one even bothered to find out if she could swim or not. He was drunk and fell over, but others believe he was pushed, and that with his last breath he whispered Charlotte's name to the crowd that surrounded him. It was rigged and beat the carny with a blackjack until the carny's 12-year-old deaf and dumb son panicked and stabbed him in the butt with a penknife. The sheriff shot him dead and was then killed by the grief-stricken carny with one of the rifles used to shoot the lead ducks that go around and around and around. How long Charlotte's spirit will haunt the carnival. Most seem to think she won't quit until it's shut down for good. So the next time the carnival comes to your town and you feel like going for a cheap thrill, just remember the thrill you seek could be your last.
Charlotte, Dunk Tank Girl. Charlotte.
That was Charlotte the Dunk Tank Girl by the Stretchlings. That is a moving epic tale. I think I'm scared.
My knees are still knocking, and I think I soiled my trousers.
Yes, I can smell it from here, and I'm 2,500 miles away.
Yes, and you know, we need to give credit where credit is due here. We need to thank our old Cleveland pal, Pete Miller, for helping us out with some of those carnival sound effects there.
That's true. We created a virtual tapestry of carnival sound that to put us in that carnival world. And we also, as I recall, we went down to the Mechanical Museum underneath the old Cliff House in San Francisco to record some of that jingly-jangly carnival music.
Right, right. And at the same time, I believe our photographer, the talented and lovely Miss Angela Leeper, did some photographs that wound up being the cover of the second release, The Dunk Tank Sessions.
That's right. I have a soft spot in my heart for that little ditty.
I have a soft spot for it and a hard spot in my trousers.
Oh, and there's a soft spot on my skull that's never totally closed up as since I was a baby.
Thanks for mentioning that, Waffles.
Gene gets a tool, Gene gets a tool, Gene gets a tool, and he put it in his eye. Gene gets a tool, Gene gets a tool, Gene gets a tool, and he put it in his eye. Gene gets a tool, Gene gets a tool, Gene gets a tool, and he put it in his eye.
Don't touch that feces.
Don't do it.
Okay, stretch heads, bear with me. Of all the entertainers in the entertainment biz, the ones I regard with industrial strength disdain are magicians. I just don't get the magician thing. Bear with me for a sec. You're basically paying someone to lie to you and bamboozle you. You know? It's like paying somebody to beat you at chess. Right, Wonkles?
Well, that's true, but what if you lost your watch and you were in a big crowd of people and the magician could find your watch in someone's ear?
Okay,
because there might be some practical usage to that.
That's right. I guess But let's.
I mean, what if it's your grandfather's watch and it has lots of sentimental value, and you've been missing it and it's been crushing you from inside and your life has been a living hell because you've lost this valuable, family artifact, and then this magician comes along. And he's dressed really nice, and he's smiling, and he finds this thing and pulls it out of somebody's ear, or even pulls it out of somebody's ass, for that matter. Even if it came out of their ass, you'd probably be happy about it.
Let's face it, if they could really do magic, they'd make themselves invisible, and they'd go straight to an all-girl dormitory and just hang out in the shower all day. The only magician I respect is Fruit Pie the Magician, that little hostess daddy-o who sells the pies.
I don't even know who that is.
It's the little symbol for the hostess fruit pies.
Good Lord. Was there never a magician that you liked?
Well, I'm kind of old school. I liked when they wore a tuxedo and a top hat and a cape. You know, when magicians give up their capes, who's left to wear the capes?
Well, here's where I can weigh in on this. Magicians, I've seen some like CD level magicians that were performing for young children. Those are the scary mothers, man. I'm telling you, who knows what they're hiding in their up their armpits and up behind their toupees and things. So,
but where does it end? We lock up the magicians today, and then we'll go after balloon twisters tomorrow.
Yeah, but they suck too.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Have you ever been with a balloon twister when the balloons pop and the kids start bawling?
No, it sounds tragic.
That's a really sad thing to witness. I've been there, man.
Hello, how are you? Hello. Hello, how are you? Hello. I've got this box in my hands. It's got lights on the outside.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the mailbag now, and I gotta say, Hannes, we got too much mail, and it's causing problems in my life. So just take the stack, and I'm just gonna let you handle it because I can't. I'm overwhelmed.
All right, I got one. Okay, simmer down. Okay, this one's from our old pal Farkey Hollis in Nacogdoches, Texas. Writes,
"Hey, Farkey."
He writes, "How come nobody's ever heard of you guys?"
Well, that's a darn good question. The first reason, of course, is because we suck. And the second reason is because we just, you know, I just think that no one wanted to answer our phone calls.
Well, we did try, though, Wonkles. You got to give us credit. We went out and we bought that really, we had to shell out some real money for this really long college radio station list.
We also even handed it to people that we liked, who knew us, who thought we were nice people, and we asked them for their generous and kind opinion, and mm-hmm. even that didn't work. Oh, you know what we did do, actually, for publicity? We took a goldfish tank, and we put a whole bunch of fruit on a table, and we put the goldfish tank upside down on top of the table and grew this insane mold experiment.
Yes, I do remember.
Hoping that it would draw, like, huge publicity, and we'd, you know, end up in the newspapers, but that never panned out.
Because we sent out over somewhere between 50 and 100 cassette tapes to all these college radio stations, and we got one response
yeah.
from good old Farkey in Nacogdoches, and he began sending us baby doll heads that he'd painted all camouflage and everything.
Well, and tell him where Farkey Hollis found our tape.
Oh, yeah, in a thrift store of all things.
It wasn't even at a university, a place of higher learning.
It's pathetic, isn't it? And he only paid 50 cents for it. Farkey, send us another buck or two.
We just needed to get the word out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we needed T-shirts and coasters.
That's right. A skywriter might have helped.
Oh, wait, but here's the ultimate irony, Heinous, is we got a review in the Bay Area, the Bay Guardian, which is the local independent newspaper in San Francisco, and we got a rave review from the Bay Guardian, and here's the twist. It was after we broke up and you'd moved to New York.
That's right.
So what the hell good is that to us?
I know. But you know what? That article is still every musician's wet dream that's ever had a band that's died a slow and undignified death. You know what I mean?
That's true. In fact, I made a T-shirt out of it.
I keep mine under my pillow.
Thank you, Chris Norris, for writing about the Stretch Links. Mm-hmm. We hope you're listening. And golly, the Stretch Links. World fame and fortune.
Hell, it's only a nugget.
Ah, the Nuggets of Wonderness. Remember, folks, the Nuggets of Wonderness can only be heard at stretchlinks.com. That's the only place you can check them out. And this week's Nugget of Wonderness is Wally's Got the Phone. Please listen to it there. And don't forget to write to us at info@stretchlinks.com. We want to hear from you.
Cheeks are simmering, cheeks are simmering, tongue is moving,
tongue is moving,
tongue is moving,
tongue is wiggling,
teeth are showing,
teeth are showing,
teeth are showing,
teeth are showing,
gums are wiggling,
gums are wiggling,
gums are wiggling.
Smile!
I cannot believe how quickly this goes. It's downright scary. But before we skedaddle, we want to tell you about next week's song, which is a poignant drama about a desperate, hardened criminal by the name of Bobby Regas.
Yes, an American tragedy.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening to the Stretch Links podcast. This is Uncle Wonkles.
And Heinous Rebidus.
You guys have a great day.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When Bobby came back to town, folks shuddered and crept away. Bobby's face was scarred and mean, and he said it plain as day. He stole a dozen batteries from Mr. Wilbur's Five and Dime. He ripped the Sunday dress clear off of Mrs. Klein. He swore a lot and spit and screamed and shot his gun down, stopped and seemed. He searched for Mary Babbitt's fiancée. He bullied every man in town. But Mary had married Sheriff Jones and was nowhere to be found.
All music, words, and bodily sounds are the sole property of the Stretch Links and Just Happy Inc. Copyright 2008, The Stretch Links.
The supernatural is the night sky of our minds, the shadow side of our mental daylight of reason and hard fact.
What are you babbling about?
I don't know what I'm
doing.
I'm
trying to rant and rave here. That's the worst one yet. All right, let's go again.